Get ready for the ultimate showdown in the world of podcasts. Welcome to the Rewatch Party Tournament of Champions. Are you ready? The only podcast that pits movie characters against one another in a listener-voted tournament to compete for glory. And now, your host, Nick, the Passion Rider. I hardly know her.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome back to the Tournament of Champions. I'm your host, Nick, here with the full house. We got Anthony, Manny, Elise, and Dan.
Hey!
All here, bud.
All here to weigh in on some very hypothetical, fictional battles.
This is important stuff.
Yeah. It's not hypothetical if it's completely realistic.
I mean, it's all hypothetical because none of it's realistic. We're never going to see.
I broke
Yeah, also the whole premise
Stephen
is
Wright fight.
What if these two people fought, which is pretty hypothetical.
Hi, friends.
Hang on, I'm just taking a note here. Get Elise a dictionary. Okay.
We're just five people. I lost my train of thought.
Yep. Yeah.
This
no, that's right.
We are five people.
Right. We are five people.
You absolutely nailed it,
we're
Manny.
We're just five people bringing logic to where it needs to be.
You are half a sentence at a time.
Doing great, buddy. Doing great.
Note to self. Get Manny speech classes.
It's because, you know what? It's
because I'll share my dictionary with you.
My cream.
I'm glad that abacus paid off, though. You can count up to five. That's good. So.
I spoke no abacus. I quit that years ago.
I can't drink my coffee without being scared of spitting it out.
Yeah, well, that's.
Quitter.
It's a risk we take.
Risk being on the show, my man. All right, so we got four more battles that you, the listeners, have weighed in on already and have just been chomping at the bit, waiting to hear how it all plays out. So let's get right into it.
Round one. Fight!
We've got Guy on the Couch.
It is Stephen Wright, isn't it?
Yes, it is Stephen Wright.
It is.
What a treasure that guy is.
Oh, man. Wonderful. Wonderful. He is fighting the drunk-ass general from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Also a treasure.
Wait, where does the where does the guy on the couch come from again?
Half-baked. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was a while ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Bracket four is...
Fuck.
We're a ways behind the show because I think I have enough to make bracket five. Might even be able to make bracket six at this point. Anyway. So, listener vote. Man, almost 66% drunk general.
Ooh.
What?
Ooh.
No way.
Yeah.
No
drunk general.
Way.
Yep.
Commanding lead. Apparently, everybody forget that he fucking dies. So, he's already dead. But
yeah, but the guy on couch ever really live?
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I have some theories. Yeah. I have some theories about that.
Yeah, I mean, guy on couch is... full of possibilities. Honestly, drunk general would probably just lay down on the couch next to him, cuddle up, and be like, "What's up, sweet baby cheeks?"
And it's Stephen ending. Wright, of course. He looks like a very cuddleable person.
Yeah,
I bet that man spoons great.
He's a tall fella.
He's a big I bet you he's. Yeah. I bet you because he's so tall, he's like, "Will somebody little?"
He just
spoon
looks
me?
Like a big furry teddy bear that has the best. Except for Mitch Hedberg, yep. One-line jokes you will ever hear in your fucking life.
Mm. All
right. If Cuddling Steven is wrong, then I want to be right. Steven Wright.
So anyway, let's get to the host vote. I reached out to Los, and he's like, "You guys are still doing that?" Which he also said last time. And then he's like, "Nah, I'm good." And I'm like, "That's fair, bud. That's fair.
No, we're not friends
anymore." He's like, "I'm done."
No, we're still pals. He's just like, he's got a newborn. He just bought a new house. He's running his own espresso machine business. He's got a lot on his plate. He's like, I ain't got time to ponder drunk ass general battles. And that's, I'll respect him for that.
Oh,
that's
look fine. At me. I'm a grown up. Whatever.
So,
that life sounds awful.
He is always welcome back. And so we will see. This time he said, nah, I'm good.
No, thanks.
Brandon voted for the drunk ass general.
That's because
no
Brandon
way.
Is a smart human being.
All right. So let's go with in-house, using that term loosely, host vote. Dan, we'll start. You seem very vocal about this one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the guy on the couch. And here's my reasoning.
Please,
I have a feeling. Ooh, I am of the belief. Thank you. Thank you. I am of the belief that guy on the couch is a minor deity. Because
okay,
no one knows when he got there or how he got there or when he'll leave or how he'll leave. Okay. He just has always existed. He's been there.
He's
as
the
long
alpha
as
and the omega.
Yeah, he has seen all that has been and all that will be, and he is present for all that is.
Okay.
I think
sounds
the guy
reasonable
the
to me
way, and I'm leaning into it.
You know,
and
what?
The drunk ass general is already dead, so
yeah,
it's hard for him.
There we go.
To
okay, Dan coming in strong for the guy on the couch. All right, Manny,
always
same. I mean, he didn't need to convince me. I'm guy on couch a lot of times, and I look at things and I'm like, I can do that.
Yeah, but let's be honest. The only thing keeping
infinite
you from being the other character here is that you never served in the military.
Yep.
That's the only difference between you and the other. Well, I guess, and you're still alive, but the drunk ass part.
The drunk ass. Well, you know, I've been trying to limit my drunk assery to just, you know, every day that ends with Y, I guess.
Yeah, yeah there it is. There it is.
Okay. Yeah, right, once or twice a day.
Yeah.
Max.
Yeah, three times is excessive. That's when I start getting a little bit of the headaches.
We can't.
Anyway, guy on couch. What are we talking about?
Can't get hungover if you never sober up. All right, Elise.
I am going with drunk ass general.
Drunk
sorry,
ass
boys.
General.
I mean, he's a general. He knows how to fight. And dude on couch never gets off couch.
He does
how
go
do
to
you
the
win
bathroom once, and he just like blows their minds with life lessons whilst pissing. He
don't want to agree.
You know why?
Okay, that's fine.
He's a deity.
I don't care.
Because right. He has the wisdom of the ages.
Yeah, you know, what comes with wisdom is actually experiencing. I'm going drunk ass general. You can't change my mind.
That's all right. We're not here.
It's fine. You're cute when you're wrong too.
All right, Anthony.
I think that this reminds me of another great film, a film you guys may have seen, probably watched a lot, called Hot Rod.
Yeah.
And in that film, the question is asked, who would win in a fight? A grilled cheese or a taco? In the film,
I can't wait.
They answer correctly.
Wait.
You know, the guy on the couch would be the
grilled
cheese.
Okay.
The general would be the taco.
Okay.
And the answer to it in the film was, well, in a fair fight, probably the grilled cheese. But if it's prison rules, the taco. To which I believe Rod replies, well, that's incredibly racist, but correct. So, it's always prison rules on this show. So, I'm going with the general.
All right.
Yeah. Hi, Anthony. I see you.
Hi.
Nick.
I can either tie it.
Your mother and I are very disappointed.
Shut up, Dan. You're not even my real dad.
You're not my boss or God.
All right.
Dan, we said we wouldn't talk to the children like that anymore.
Mom. Nick, you know what the right decision is.
Yeah, Nick, this is hard.
In your heart, you know that the right decision.
I honestly
don't allow yourself to be peer pressure. Just pick the guy on the couch.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to go with the guy. I mean, also, the general, like, if he wasn't dying, like, and he wasn't in the middle of a war, he's going to be a lot funner to hang out with, drink some booze with, party
Dude,
with, than the guy on the couch.
Story.
Dude on the couch is just sleeping on your couch.
Sleeping. You offer him a hit, he kind of gives you a nod like, thanks. Every once in a while, he pees and tells you, no, you got to go save your friend Kenny. Don't worry about me right now.
Was that when they're trying to get him the hell off the couch? Or
like, who are you? And he's like, you've got more important things to worry about, as he says through the door while he's pissing.
He's actually like, don't worry about me. I am the way and the light.
Yeah. No, I have lived in a house where there was a guy on a couch, and I fucking hated him and every second of him being there.
So my name is Dan,
and I cannot in good conscience vote for guy on the couch because I hated that chunk of my life so much. I do love Stephen Wright.
Well, you can do it in bad conscience.
I do love Stephen Wright.
Yeah, but that's still an option.
But I'm going to have to go with the drunk-ass general on this.
Yeah!
One, because I've lived with guy on couch. Two, that gives our host initials. We spell out Bean. So bean. Flick that.
Flick that bean, baby. That's a bean. It ain't a chickpea.
I found it.
Finally.
Oh, he's right there the whole time.
So right there, the drunk general moves on to the next round.
Oh, how does it feel to be a loser?
I feel like
guys?
He could go deep. I feel like we got to sleep in the drunk
general. I could have told you that a long time ago.
All right. Round two.
Fight.
Hulk Hogan, specifically from Gremlins 2.
Fuck yeah.
Which is peak Hulk Hogan.
Which is peak Hulk Hogan. He's really peacocking. You got to let me fly. Versus Brian Dennehy, which we could single out. It is First Blood Brian Dennehy, but I mean.
Which is peak Hulk Hogan.
Is it all Brian Dennehy? Just Brian Dennehy? Let's be honest.
Is he all Brian? Are all Dennehy's Brians?
They might as well be. Brian's a Dennehy, but every Dennehy's a Brian. It's a square rectangle situation.
Correct.
So we've got First Blood Brian Dennehy Sheriff. Versus Hulk Hogan in a movie theater in Gremlins 2. Yelling at the projectionist.
This is a tough one.
So listeners, and just, I'm not great at percentages, but this is just under 2/3, went Brian Dennehy.
Okay.
So Brian Dennehy gets listener vote. Probably
4/9.
Because they know, now here, no, I'm going to wait for, I'm holding it until it's my turn because this is going to be a great argument. So I got to wait for my turn. So let's go host vote Brandon.
Is it like your last great argument? There was a dude on my couch once and I hated him. Nick.
There was a
and it was wrong.
There was a point in my life where there's a dude on the couch. So obviously Hulk Hogan wins. That's my argument.
That's what I call extreme prejudice, Nick.
Show me where a guy on the couch hurt you, bro.
Show me on the
where
doll.
Do I put? How do you point to sanity and relaxation?
Watching TV on the fucking floor because this guy won't get off the couch.
Yeah, exactly. I can't even go into the living room. No, host vote. Brandon went with Hulk Hogan. So we got one for the Hulkster.
It's hard to vote against the Hulkster.
It is. He's in this movie for all of 5 seconds, and we get all of the great Hulk Hogan moments. Brother, the angry finger point, the shirt tear. Unnecessarily loud volumes, everything you want from the Hulkster.
Almost.
But he's saving his argument, you guys.
Yeah, I am. Dan.
Oh, straight in, jumping right in.
Yep.
Here's my thing. Hulk Hogan is notorious, both in life and in fiction, for having an anger problem, right? He's also a man who suplexed the Big Show.
The Ooh, Big yeah. Show.
I forgot about the that. Big show.
He is made of anger and muscles. Usually the anger stays low enough that the muscles are kept at bay. Brian Dennehy in First Blood is a man who is a professional at making people angry.
Yes.
Yes.
Rambo had no
intention. And denying sandwiches.
Right. Rambo had no intention of murdering anybody, right? And then all of a sudden, Brian Dennehy was like, hey, what would it take for
you to just fuck this entire bit, like little city?
To go nuts and shoot everything. And Rambo was like, well, I don't know. Maybe if he didn't give me a sandwich, then I'll ask you. And Brian Dennehy was like, you can't have any sandwiches.
Boom. We don't have sandwiches in this town because I ate them all.
As soon as Hulk Hogan was like, I'm just trying to enjoy my movie, brother. And then Brian Dennehy was like, you can't have any movies in this town. Then Hulk Hogan would rip him in half.
Okay, so you're going Hulk Hogan? Okay.
Is Brian Dennehy Andrew Dice Clay in your mind?
Yeah. Oh, Manny level impressions over there.
It's hot in here, man.
You feel a little steamy, buddy?
I was trying to think of a Andrew Dice Clay dirty nursery rhyme, but make it about Brian Dennehy, and my synapses aren't firing right now. Maybe we'll get to it. All right, Manny, now that you can
you
breathe again.
You listen here, brother, and you listen good.
Okay.
Sunday night, I'm going to enter that ring with a plate full of pork. Brian Dennehy, he's not going to know what's coming for him. And then the shirt rips off. And that's the last we ever hear about Brian Dennehy.
That was the best impersonation you've ever done.
Yeah.
You never did a better impersonation.
Yeah, you nailed it,
Hulk Hogan.
Great. You nailed it, brother.
So you're going Hulk.
That was actually Sean Connery.
That was your best Sean Connery.
So you're going Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, he's going Hulk.
He's going Hulk Hogan. So Dan and Manny went Hulk Hogan. So that means I have to go Hulk Hogan.
You don't have to do anything.
Fucking Hulk Hogan. Why the fuck would you ever vote against Hulk Hogan? Even though technically I might have done that in the past. I'm not doing that right now. And that's all that matters. All right.
It's Hulkamania, brother.
Now, do remember Hulk Hogan will be back in Rocky 3, but we're
I
away
know.
From that.
Yeah.
Yes, we are a ways from that.
Anthony.
I think I'm seeing that in the ring. I mean, Hulk Hogan is the king of the ring. And if this is a fight that's in the ring, he's kind of got the home field advantage as far as that goes. So I could see, you know,
but
maybe
it's always
they meet,
prison rules.
Maybe they meet.
It's always prison rules.
Even to the taco.
Maybe they meet, and maybe Brian Dennehy's like, hey, friend, what are you doing in my ring? You know, maybe I'll help you get out of town. And maybe a Hulkster's like, just here for a pork sandwich, brother. And then he's like, not in my town, you know? And the Hulk's like, you know, what's wrong? And then there's some light bondage and slapping with belts for a bit. You know, maybe Brian Dennehy puts a belt to the Hulkster.
Where is this fight at?
It's in the ring. It's in Brian Dennehy's
ring. My basement, apparently.
Yeah, if you remember Brian Dennehy, they did some slapping around of Rambo in the
that
movie.
That is true.
Right? So,
they did, yeah.
So then the Hulk, you know, he gets mad. And he, you know, tears his shirt off, freaking starts going nuts. Brian Dennehy, he's like, oh shit, I've awakened the bear, but we're in a ring and I have a gun, so he shoots Hulk Hogan. And then Hulk Hogan falls down, and all of a sudden, what? That hand starts shaking.
Oh.
What? The hands are shaking. All of a sudden, the crowd's going nuts. Hulkster, and then the other hand, he's up.
He's hearing from
oh
the crowd.
Oh my God,
he's hearing it from
it's
the crowd.
A gunshot wound. The crowd is powering
he's
him.
He's bleeding from his chest, folks.
Brian Dennehy doesn't know what to do, and then he remembers, oh yeah, I got five more shots, and he just shoots him five more times, and now Hulk's dead. So, Brian Dennehy.
I knew it. I knew he was going to hurt. I knew he was going to hurt us emotionally.
Oh my God. He brought an illegal firearm into the ring, and the ref didn't see a thing. Come on.
Yes.
And I would like to mention,
that was a good JR.
Since this
was that
is not
JR?
A visual medium,
yeah, JR.
The fact that everybody's hands was up in the air.
we're all hearing it from the crowd. So what I was going to say for my argument was, as we all know, pork is Hulk Hogan's weakness. Too much pork. But Brian Dennehy refuses to serve vagrants. So Hulk Hogan would not get his kryptonite pork.
It's true.
And he would be pissed about it. So not only has he not been weakened, he's got Hulk rage.
That's a good argument. It's a good argument. You probably should have gone first. That might have changed the vote.
And whereas in Rambo didn't want no trouble until they drew first blood, he ran. Hulkster ain't running from no man.
Yeah.
He would.
And Rambo still
as
won.
As soon as he gets him to the city limits and he's like, all right, I'm going to take these cuffs off and you just get out of my town. No, you are getting straight fucking body slammed over the hood of this police cruiser, brother. And let me tell you something else, brother. Nobody denies the Hulkster a sandwich.
Brother.
But this falls on deaf ears because Brian Dennehy is dead.
It's dead.
Because Hulk Hogan killed him.
I respect
so
you guys' opinion.
Hulk Hogan.
You're all obviously wrong, but I respect your opinion.
So that means...
I can't believe you'd side with racist Hulk Hogan.
Hosts and listeners.
Oh my God, who just entered the ring? That's The Rock, but I was going to do a people's elbow thing, but never mind.
God damn, dude. I thought that you were dead asleep, and then all of a sudden you come busting out with that.
I'm so glad that happened.
Scared the
shit
out of me.
Listeners went Brian Dennehy.
Is the ring in the room with us now, Manny?
Show us on the ring where the Hulk touched you. No, so listeners
it's on
went,
the ring.
The Rock
ring,
slides
I mean,
into the
Hulk.
Ring.
Okay, that's all right. So Brian Dennehy wins the listener vote. Host's vote went heavily Hoganed. So this means
Hamburger Dan.
Burger Dan?
We got to bring out the dime.
Dime!
And by dime, I mean butthole.
All right. Okay, this hurts. And
so,
this is,
who's head, who's tails?
Dennehy is tails.
Dennehy's tails? I can go with that.
Dennehy's right. Tails.
Hulk's
yeah.
head, Dennehy tails. I like it. I like it. Here we go.
The Hulk serves always heads. All right,
we got
heads.
The dime.
Okay, come
Notorious.
On.
Heads, oh, heads, a fair heads, flipping
heads,
catch. That's
heads,
a nice.
Heads, 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 heads.
It is heads.
Getting pretty good at this.
Yeah!
That's right!
So Dennehy wins?
So Hulk wins.
Oh, yeah.
Hulk brother. Wins.
Oh.
Hulk is moving on.
Nope.
Will Dennehy be back?
Dennehy, nope. Yeah. Yeah, he oh, was already, it? Well, I mean, we've already watched movies, haven't got to the bracket with Gladiator. Yeah. Yeah, he's yeah, a bare knuckle
that's
boxer.
Right, that's
so
right.
He's
going
to be
badass.
He's
going
to
yep,
be
yep,
hard
yep.
to beat.
Then he's going to be back.
I kind of want a Hulk Hogan versus the Hulk.
It might happen. It might happen.
It might.
Now, round three.
Fight.
Taekwondo like, monkey.
Not to just not to derail here.
Well,
but, yeah,
I mean, you've already.
I also feel like if pork was my kryptonite, I would still eat pork. Like if I knew that I would have superpowers,
wait.
Otherwise, I'd be like, but I'm still gonna eat
yeah.
that bacon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The question
with women.
Are
yeah.
we talking pork? Or are we talking pork?
No, pork.
Pork.
We're talking pork.
No, not
we're talking
what?
Pork. Straight
talking,
pork.
Wait, yeah. what's the other one?
Puerco.
Pork.
Pork. Pork. The other one's pork. Don't worry about it, Dan. Maybe listen to the podcast.
No, it's heavy pork.
Yeah, too much pork.
Long
oh,
pork.
Yep.
Too much
heavy
pork.
Too
much
pork.
Pork.
Oh, too much pork.
Yeah.
That didn't stop him either, though.
No. Man, what is with...
He just went right back to work.
What is with all the celebrities and the weird sex tapes? Like, the Chuck Berry one was the worst thing I've ever seen.
But the pee-pees.
What?
He's like, bitch, hang it because you covered piss.
Yeah. I saw someone shared a screenshot of the Chuck Berry sex tape where he's like, I can't kiss you. Your face smells like piss. And I was like, well, okay, I guess I need to see what that's all about. So he's got, he American Psychos kind of, he has this woman in a bathtub and he's like, make sure you wash this. Make sure you wash this. You know, doing the whole thing. That's a very, very fine Chardonnay you're not drinking. And then he gets into the hot tub with her and just starts.
Don't just look at it. Eat it.
Yeah. Just starts, climbs into the hot tub and just starts pissing on this woman. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to give you something to clean up. That's right. And he's just peeing on her. And then she's like, okay, you're paying me and you're Chuck Berry. All right. But then she has the audacity to request a kiss. And he's like, I can't kiss you. Your face smells like piss. She's like, I know. And so then it cuts to the bed. And she's like going down on him. And he's like, nope, eat my ass. So she goes down to rim him, and he just cheek claps right in her face. Just a big old, like a crop duster that has a misfire. Just right. And then he goes, did I fart in your mouth? And she goes, yeah. He goes, yeah, I like to do that. I'm sorry.
This dude is a goddamn legend. That's way better than Hulk's. I'll tell you that right now.
Where did you see this, Nick? I mean, I might need
the internet.
I need the sauce.
The internet. So
I mean,
anyway.
If I grew up with the racism that he probably grew up with, I'd be trying to shit and piss on white people.
She was white. Yeah. She was white. So anyway, Chuck Berry, not in the Tournament of Champions. Round three, fight.
Unfortunately. So I think I'm gonna look for a
dude's
Chuck
got
Berry,
some finishing moves. You got to give him that.
Yeah, no, he finishes yeah. better
he's a
than
finisher.
Most.
That's for sure.
So,
I fucking hate it.
I can't believe I just had to break that
it.
Down on the Tournament of Champions. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
No, I kind of forgot that we were recording there. So, sorry, everybody.
Taekwondo monkey versus the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So
fight.
We have got, I don't know, a strong 85% for Stay Puft.
Okay.
Heavily, heavily Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yeah. I mean, so I can't. I'm sorry. I'm a little shell shocked. So.
I feel unprepared. For
I
this
feel violated.
At least it's like Uncle Chuck.
Oh yeah, we had no idea he was fucked up. But anyway, this isn't a Chuck Berry podcast. There's
thank God.
plenty of ways for our listeners to educate themselves on the many, many legal issues Chuck Berry has had. Host vote. Brandon went with Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. So we got one for Stay Puft. Dan.
Here's the deal. In the movie, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man I don't remember anyway. I haven't seen Ghostbusters 2 in a long time, but I don't remember him hurting individual beings. Like, I know he took out like some power lines, ran into a couple of buildings.
Well, there's people like, in those buildings.
It's Ghostbusters 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Ghostbusters 1.
Right, right. Yeah.
But I don't remember.
Like, actual. I don't remember him having
any sort of like fighting prowess, right?
Right.
Whereas Taekwondo Monkey, even without the Taekwondo part, the thing's a chimpanzee, right? Which are known to be like docile and fine until you piss them off, and then they just rip body parts off of you. Now, Taekwondo Monkey, A, is a martial artist, terrifying. B, is in this room where he's constantly high, right? Which means he's probably got the munchies something fierce. So now you combine a creature that is a professional at ripping body parts off with a martial artist with the munchies, and then you're like, hey, go fight this creature that's made of marshmallow. And they're going to be like, wait, I get to rip body parts off this thing and then eat them.
And he's my two favorite things.
Yeah, like Taekwondo Monkey all day, like hands down, no question.
That is actually incredibly valid. That is a great argument.
That's a lot of logic in that. But you know what? There's a lot of sugar in that marshmallow.
That is that an argument against it? Or
monkey might die. Monkey might get like a sugar
Taekwondo
spike. And
Taekwondo monkey is not diabetes monkey.
He's diabetes. You don't know. He might be pre-diabetic. You have no idea.
So instead of 'twas beauty killed the beast, Wilford Brimley comes out. Diabetes killed the monkey.
Diabetes.
So many.
No, that was
the monkey on Wilford Brimley's back for sure.
Oh, stop! You leave that man alone. He's a freaking treasure.
You know what?
Treasure.
That's all right. I'm going with the monkey too, though.
Wait, did you just spend that entire time arguing with me about diabetes for no reason just to agree?
Yes, he did.
You are a confusing friend.
Welcome to the club.
All right.
Dan, Manny. Manny, Dan.
Yeah. Elise, how do you feel about monkeys and marshmallows?
Oh, God. Yes, Dan?
I like the way it was presented.
What?
Nothing. Go on.
So I was all team Stay Puffed for a minute there, but Dan logicked me into submission, and I have to vote for the goddamn monkey.
Right.
Taekwondo Monkey. I mean, could you imagine how hyped up he would be on all that fucking sugar too?
Yeah, like, he would just get faster.
He would turn into Spider Taekwondo Monkey. We'll
have him fight Mountain Dew Man also. Like, it's going to be insane.
Exactly.
He's gonna I'm be a Dan on that one. Before he
Taekwondo
gets
Monkey.
Through a single
Taekwondo.
Leg.
Yeah.
Isn't that a Taekwondo?
And I know
Taekwondo.
On the Facebook polls, like, I think I was the only vote for Taekwondo Monkey there, and I did vote on that one. I felt like the Stay Puft, like you said, I mean, he's high. He's constantly high. He's also Taekwondo. He's wicked fast. Incredible strength in most apes. So yeah, I feel like, you know, if Taekwondo Monkey is just running down to the local, I mean, this is in New York, so, you know, he's going down to the local bodega to get some snacks, and all of a sudden he sees the freaking Stay Puffs, freaking big white cheeks a-clapping down the road, he's going to be like, oh, I'm getting in that ass right now. And he would start eating from the back and come out through the front by the time he was done.
For free $3.99, I ain't even got to buy Fritos. Yeah. I just get to eat my way through a free marshmallow.
Yeah.
Wait, does that mean the Stay Puffed boofed Taekwondo Monkey?
Yes, right.
Well, no, that means the monkey boofed himself into Stay Puft.
Right.
There's a
difference.
It was a self boofing.
Right up Main Street, baby. Richard Gere's like, ooh.
Yeah. Auto erotic ex boofiation.
Yes.
I love it here again.
Nice.
This is a very polarizing place to be.
So, yeah.
But I love it.
Taekwondo here. Monkey's eating that ass.
100%. 100%.
That's the best tasting ass you'll
ever
eat.
If that marshmallow didn't have a butthole, it will when Taekwondo Monkey's done with it.
All right.
Gonna make that marshmallow cream, you know what I'm saying? Hey.
Oh, no.
You think he's filled with that Jiffy Puff inside of him?
Yeah.
Jiffy Floof, or what is it called? That liquid mushroom stuff?
let's just mute his mic.
Hey, Nick, how
you're doing great.
Wrong?
No, no,
so I was always undecided on this, but the eating the ass got me on board, so I'm going Monkey.
It always does,
Nick.
We
eat ass
does.
In this house.
Yes. We do eat ass in this house.
So we've got listeners went Stay Puft, hosts went Monkey.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, dime is out again.
Second dime? So,
heads is going to be Stay Puft.
Head Stay Puft.
I feel like Tails would be Stay Puft. He's the one getting though.
Yeah, he's getting his ass
Yeah,
ate.
But the Taekwondo monkey's going for the Tails.
Well, all right. I mean, I'm good either way.
I like the logic.
Okay, so Head Puff, Tails Monkey.
Okay. Monkey.
Heads.
Fuck!
You
heads.
Bitch.
I told you we should have gone Tails. Stay Puff. That's all your fault, Elise.
It is not my
you
fault.
You bear the brunt of that.
So,
you live with your mistakes.
Yeah. Thanks to the dime, Stay Puff Marshmallow gets to move
Excuse
on.
Excuse
me,
Taekwondo
Monkey's
going
to go after you like
I'm
you got
gonna,
a banana in
I'm
your
just,
guts.
That's right.
It's fine. I'm just going to go drink myself to death. It's fine. It's
okay,
fine.
So, round four.
Fight!
Whoa.
Captain James Nesmith. Tim so Allen himself.
Slap that art in his name?
Yep. Because it's Tim Allen in a mullet.
Yeah.
Great.
Captain Nims.
There have been religions founded for less.
Versus Lee Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Which is Jason Statham from the Expendables franchise. So, listener vote. Jason Nesmith. I almost said James Nesmith, which is the basis for Metallica in the 90s. But Captain Jason Nesmith somehow defeats Lee Christmas, according to the listener. So he gets listener vote.
Makes sense to me.
Was it close?
Now it's about 2-1. Yeah.
A lot of confidence in those. Nesmith.
And old Tim Allen.
Yeah.
So host vote.
I don't think they know who Jason Statham is.
Yeah, I don't think enough people recognize the name Lee Christmas. If I would have just said Jason Statham, they'd have been like, "Oh yeah, he wins."
They're going to vote for a freaking mullet over a freaking bald ass bitch anytime.
So Brandon disagrees because he went Lee Christmas. Now let's go.
That feels not like a typical Brandon vote.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
Yeah, he usually is an underdog kind of guy.
Yeah.
Maybe he sees Jason Statham as the underdog. One controls or commands a spaceship. The other one's like, "All right, Stallone, what you got for me today?"
Tim Allen is a hard guy to like.
Yeah, he certainly is.
He,
Dan, how do you feel about this?
Dude, he's putting that mustache in overdrive. I wish you guys could see his face right now. He's like,
yeah, I mean,
that sucker, like, every expression, everything.
Doing some heavy lifting.
He's doing some selicking over there, for sure.
God, for sure.
Inspector, I was going to go Inspector Gadgeting over there. But
Gadget didn't have a mustache.
Yes, he did.
Did he?
Think he did.
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
Yeah, he
I don't
did.
Think he did. I thought he was, no, he was clean.
Look
I'm looking this shit up.
He's
but,
that creepy dude in a trench coat and a mustache.
Inspector Gadget.
I've also been that description a few times.
Nope. No mustache.
No mustache.
This is some bullshit. I don't believe it. No, my world is over.
You're thinking Custille, the original Pink Panther.
This is some real Mandela effect going on right here with you guys thinking that he had a mustache. I didn't even have
never had a mustache.
No mustache. Whoa, what the hell?
He's a robot. Why would he have a mustache?
He's not a robot. He's
if I was a robot, I would start with a mustache.
I guess
yeah, because mustaches hair. Make everything 10 times more powerful.
Dan,
yeah.
I mean, you're a detective. Your mustache is half of being a detective.
No, he's
an inspector.
Dan, how do you...
he's not a cop, he's a constable.
I hate you.
This is a tough one, because on one hand, Jason Statham can take down Megalodons single-handed regularly.
Done it twice now.
Which is tough. Like, how do you compete against that?
There's a lot of shit in that second one. It was more than just big sharks, too. I was freaking Kraken.
Like dinosaur dogs and giant octopodes, octipedes.
Octopodes.
Captain Jason Nesmith does control a starship. So I think it's a question of when. Like, is this when when Jason Nesmith is still an alcoholic who's like trying to get residuals for his signatures.
This is your Jason.
Comic-Cons.
What you want? What do you want?
What is?
Yeah, I'm gonna put him on the Galaxy Quest, and I'm gonna give him a full crew of aliens that are going, and then, yeah, he's gonna win every time because he's got the red matter. You know what I mean?
Jason, or
he can turn the clock back exactly, or turn back time exactly 9 seconds or something.
Yeah, 13 or 9. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So every time Jason Statham kicks him in the face, he can be like, "Nah, bruh."
Yeah, I'm gonna take it back. Rewind, and then
dodge that.
At it again.
That can they only do like one time? I forget. It's been a while.
Yeah. But he has a whole alien species that's got his back because they love his TV show. Like, Jason Statham's not gonna fight an entire race. Well,
yeah.
No, that's for Mark Wahlberg to do. But
I mean, he is British.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, he's got that.
I'm going Tim Allen as Captain Jason Nesmith.
Going Captain Jason Nesmith. All right. Manny, you look...
Only because of the power of friendship.
You look befuddled and pained.
I'm easily swayed. I'm going Tim Allen.
Okay, done.
I'm going with what I went with earlier, which is Nesmith. Nezzy?
I'm Mrs. Nesbitt.
Toy Story.
Tim Allen. Yeah. We're going Tim Allen. I'm sorry. Like, again, he's got a fucking laser and space torpedoes.
He's got freaking sharks with freaking laser beams.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's only two Tim Allen performances that I've enjoyed, and one was Toy Story, and this was the other one in Galaxy Quest.
Yeah.
Like, otherwise, I think he's just a huge piece of shit. And at least in Toy Story, I didn't have to look at him, you know?
Right.
But he was pretty good in this, so I got to give him that movie. But, you know, I'm not going to make up a fancy story.
He was playing a washed-up actor. Like, his typecast.
And I think you're right. Like, he does have a whole, group of aliens that have got his back, and that's great. But, I mean, if Lee Christmas gets one shot off, then he's dead. Now, the aliens might kill Lee Christmas, but that doesn't mean it's a win for Captain Nesmith. So I'm going Lee Christmas on this.
I'm easily swayed. I'm going Lee Christmas.
No, you are loaded. You're
it's hard for Lee Christmas to get that one shot on Captain Jason Nesmith when he's in orbit.
Yeah.
Bombarding the entire country that... Freaking Lee Christmas is sitting in.
I mean, we've seen, if we're going to talk about other movies that the actors are in, I'd say that Jason Statham's badass reputation. I mean, it's not like he's in any other kind of movie. You know, freaking Tim Allen's over here being Santa Claus and whatnot. So, yeah, no.
I'm not talking about other movies. I'm talking about the
Galaxy. Yeah, we are literally sticking within the world.
So it is 3-2 host vote. It's down to me. Well, I hate Tim Allen. I do love Galaxy Quest, but I feel if the Expendables raided the whatever ship, what's the name of their starship?
But it's
the Galaxy Quest.
Was that the name of the ship?
I don't know.
It was definitely the name of the show. Anyway, if they got on there, you know, Stallone would take out a few guys. Randy Couture would have to fight Tony Shalhoub. Alan Rickman would be like, oh, fucking finally, they're getting me out of here. And he wouldn't fight at all because he'd want his staff to die. Jason Statham's going to beat the shit out of Nesmith, throw a bunch of knives in his chest, bang out Sigourney Weaver, end credits.
Okay, quick question, though. How are the Expendables getting to fucking space?
Yeah.
How do they get anywhere they get? They just show up with a whole bunch of fucking Mad Max vehicles.
Have you watched any of the Expendable movies? Has logic ever entered any of them?
None of them have space vehicles.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the fourth one yet.
I've not either.
Meanwhile,
the ship is going to be like, well, I guess we'll just fucking hyper jump while they're trying to drive their Cessna 172
up to space. If Vin Diesel can go from street racing to space within 5 movies, so can the Expendables, bud.
The Expendables have already been to space.
Have they really? No, they haven't.
Manny, you're supposed to be on our team. What are you
doing? Right. I'm easily swayed. I'm easily swayed.
All right, so I'm going Lee Christmas. So now the host vote is split. We got 3-3. So now we have to hamburger dime just for the hosts.
That dime is freaking getting hot.
That dime is getting overtime.
I'm going to need a fucking 40-ounce of Bud Heavy just to handle this. So
Dan, you pick. I fucked it up last time.
Yeah, whose heads and whose tails?
Dan, whose heads, whose tails?
Whose heads? I'm gonna go with Lee Christmas's heads.
Okay.
Jason Nesmith's tails.
All right.
Right, because Tim Allen is ass.
Right, and also Lee Christmas. And also Lee Christmas doesn't have any hair, so you're just always staring at his stupid dumb head.
Okay. All right, here we go.
A fair flip.
Ah, yes. Tails.
Yeah.
And all things are in balance.
Yes.
So the host vote goes to Nesmith.
So now it's another flip.
As did the listener vote. So Captain James Nesmith moves on to the next round of the tournament. Lee Christmas.
Virtual high five, man.
Just like that.
All right.
That is one of my favorite stories about how when whatever Tim Allen was acting in it, and he was like, oh, like after an intense scene, he was like, I don't like the way I feel. I need to go take a break or whatever. And Alan Rickman's like, I think he may have just acted for the first time or whatever.
He just experienced just acting.
Oh, man.
Oh, Alan Rickman, always please.
Miss that man.
So to recap, moving on to the next round of the tournament. We got the drunk ass general. We got Hulk Hogan from Gremlins 2. We got Stay Puff Marshmallow Man and Captain James Nesmith.
Two of them were right. That's good.
That's the same thing I'm thinking. I was like,
Hey, the dime got a lot of work today, so you can't blame anybody with the universe.
We have to. The dime is all knowing.
That's right.
Yes.
We must submit.
So that does it for this installment of the Tournament of Champions, listeners. Make sure you keep listening to our parent show, The Rewatch Party, so you can figure out who these fucking characters are and where they come from, and you can be informed when you put your votes in. And then make sure you find us on Twitter and Facebook, where we put up the polls where you get to decide who makes it in and how this all plays out. As you just heard, your votes do count. You make up 50% of it. So make sure you get your votes in.
You got to scroll past it. You might as well just really quick little tap, tap, tap.
Get you know what? Vote in the blind. Just click something. Fuck it. Who cares?
I mean, we would prefer you to think about it, but I mean, go ahead and vote regardless.
Lee Christmas cares.
I mean, yes.
Lee Christmas cares. Not anymore. But he did.
He did.
So that's all we have. Thanks for listening, and thanks for rewatching.
My knowledge of men comes from this podcast.